every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the court officers had brought the apostles in and made them stand before the Sanhedrin, the high priest questioned them. "We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the apostles said in reply, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they became infuriated and wanted to put them to death. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord hears the cry of the poor.
The Lord hears the cry of the poor.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed the man who takes refuge in him.
The Lord hears the cry of the poor.
The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress he rescues them.
The Lord hears the cry of the poor.
The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit he saves. Many are the troubles of the just man, but out of them all the Lord delivers him.
The Lord hears the cry of the poor.
Alleluia.
You believe in me, Thomas, because you have seen me, says the Lord. Blessed are those who have not seen, but still believe.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy. For the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In John's Gospel, in the Easter resurrection account, we have Jesus breathing on the apostles and saying, "Peace be with you," twice, and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit," and this reconciliation happens and so forth. In the Acts of the Apostles, we have the Pentecost happening on, 50 days after the resurrection, and the Holy Spirit comes down on the church, and they are sent out and they start preaching. And if you read the account of the Acts of the Apostles, which we read during the Easter season, you'll see that 3,000 people that day were baptized, became believers, 3,000. And so these apostles somehow are filled with a proclamation that converts people. But in the first reading today, we hear the apostles preaching again, and they're now preaching to the Sanhedrin, and they're going to plot to kill them. So there's something about preaching that can be successful, you know, like saying somehow it comes out and people listen to it, and then others are so stubborn they just falls on deaf ears. And I wonder about our own life. Do we think about whether we'll be successful before we preach, or should we just throw it out there and see what happens? You know, like, let me just go ahead and preach and then see whether I'll get a good reception or not. I think we want to know our audience at times when we prepare homilies and so forth as priests. But there's something about praying first and allowing the Holy Spirit to make sure that he's behind the words that we're saying, or at least the joy. I think the apostles preached with joy, the gospel in season and out. And if you think about it, if we have so much good news in us, as to say, let's say the war ended in Ukraine, you know, we'd be telling other people about this, hey, you know, there's, it's over. But if Jesus is risen from the dead, you know, why would we contain that, or why would we not, that would not be on the front page of every newspaper, you know, every day of the year. What we hear in the news is usually bad news, but we have a importance to preach the good news. But the reception may not be always received well, and St. Peter Chanel knew this. That's why he became a martyr. He was a testify to the truth. As we hear in the gospel today, we see that the one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things, but the one who comes from heaven is above all. Jesus, of course, is referring, he's from heaven, but he testifies what he has seen and heard, and but no one accepts his testimony. But what we've seen and heard, we may have not said, well, we saw Jesus risen from the dead like the apostles did, but we've seen him alive in our lives, and you're here because you've seen, to a certain extent, your faith has come alive in the risen Lord. You know what you're living for, you know your hope and all that. But the world needs that personal testimony that you have. If they ask you, what, give a reason for the hope that you have, you should be able to say, well, it's because the Lord means everything to me. And they might go further, and then maybe they say, I want to be baptized and so forth. But it's very important that we evangelize and preach the gospel and not think about what's going to happen, whether we're going to get good reception or not, but we should pray for the power of God behind our preaching, or at least the greatness of God. For instance, like Mary, when she says, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, for the Almighty has done great things for me. Sometimes our preaching should be just thanksgiving for all that God has done for us. And that's maybe what the world needs to hear, is how thankful we are for the fact that Jesus is risen. He's filled with mercy. He's forgiven our sins. He died on the cross for us.
The preceding podcast is a production of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Atlanta. Copyright 2024.